It is a fantastic spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the mild side, but it's not too hot. The humidity levels are nice and low. We have a bit of a breeze around and a lot of sunshine here as we head through the late part of this day. Sunshine quite abundant. There are a few clouds in the mix, but nothing too significant by any means. And you get that nice deep shade of blue in the sky this time of year. The air is very dry. It's very clean. It tends to look a little milkier, a little bit hazier as we get into the summer season when the humidity goes up and the pollution goes up. So it's certainly nice to enjoy a very pleasant afternoon and early evening across the region. I will say if you're going to be out after about maybe 7 or 8 o'clock, you might want to have a light jacket, but there's no weather problems over the next several hours. So if you have plans to be outside this evening or late this afternoon, the weather is just going to be simply perfect and really quite fitting for this time of year. A couple of things that do come to mind when we have days like this that are dry with low humidity, a bit of a breeze, the brush fire threat does become elevated, so that is something to think about. And also the only other problem, we'll call it a pollen problem, and that's a rather big problem if you are allergic to tree pollen, as those pollen levels are quite high, and that's going to be the case again heading into the day tomorrow. And as we look ahead to the next few days, we'll have a changeable weather pattern over the holiday weekend, and even the day tomorrow, if you're getting a jump start on the holiday weekend, it's going to be quite warm. Temperatures will be up into the 80s tomorrow, but it won't be that humid, so we'll have some heat, but not a lot of humidity. By Saturday, it'll turn a little bit more humid, so you'll start to feel that mugginess. Most areas make it up into the 80s on Saturday, and for most of us, Saturday will be the warmest day of the weekend, as we will see some cooler weather push in for Sunday into Monday, that cool air trying to push in from the north and east. There are still some question marks surrounding exactly how cool it will be, but I'd say that temperatures in the 60s and 70s are more likely on Sunday, so we're looking at that cooling trend at least a little bit over the weekend. And with the change in temperature, we are going to run the risk of seeing some wet weather at times. Hopefully no days are completely washed out by rain, but you may be dodging some raindrops at times over the holiday weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and warm, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, high 80 to 85. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high 80 to 85. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high 80 to 85. Region-wide, on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm with highs in the 70s and 80s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, cooler with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.